tell them, city. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s. And now, that's Stevie Wonder right there, Do I Do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a new video that has gotten a lot of, I won't even say the word is outrage as much it's shock from people just like, what? Like, can't believe what you're watching. So Jamie Foxx was one of the first people that I saw post this video. I'm not sure if you guys saw it. The video shows a man, Marak Burr, who is white, refusing to get out of his car. He's also flaunting the fact that he's got a handgun on the seat next to him and threatening to shoot the police officers that are asking him to get out of the car. He's saying no. And they got one hand on his arm getting ready to pull him out the car. And he's like, if you guys keep pulling me, I'm going to shoot you. Then one police officer says, look, I'm going to open the door and stick this dog on you. And he says, I'm going to shoot you. He keeps telling the police, I'm going to shoot you, Nina.
It's crazy.
And the crazy thing, when it's all said and done, the police were like, please, sir, please.
Exactly.
Please, sir, please get out the car.
And they put
then he finally said, you know what? He finally says, you know what? I'm leaving. Puts his car in drive and drives off, leaving the police on the side of the road. I watched the video last night and was like, what the hell?
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that that had happened. Michael Eric Dyson had gone on to TMZ and he talked about it. And we all know Michael Eric Dyson. He went on there yesterday and said, basically, look, you and I both know, had it been a motorist of color, he would have been dead. I want you, DMV. This is just a clip of the over 2 minute standoff. This is 2 minutes, but I'm just going to play 30 seconds of the clip and just listen to this.
Hold up right there.
It's open. My hands are up.
No, you got to.
This is on body cam. You have a body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam?
Put your hand over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes. I will send this dog on you.
I will shoot you if you do.
Don't fucking grab that gun.
You have rights.
Put your hand.
You have rights, too. You have rights, too.
Don't you dare.
You have rights. You can't shoot over here.
You need a constitution.
You know that.
Right. You have a weapon, okay?
Yes, I do.
Don't.
What I need you to do.
Hey. You guys are grabbing me on. This is also unconstitutional. Okay. Body cam request.
Can you quit yelling so I can talk to you?
Give a gun for me, sir.
Right now.
I need you to relax for me, okay?
I will shoot you if it is possible. That's a threat. It's open there. You have no body cam?
Wow.
Two white police officers in Ohio, in the same state that we're now finding out that a sheriff has shot a 23-year-old guy coming home, walking through his yard with a Subway sandwich in his hand, and the police thought it was a gun and shot him. He wasn't even the person they were looking for.
Okay.
Shot him dead. Crazy. Shot him dead with his sister in the house looking at the whole thing. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Black man walking through his yard in Ohio with a Subway sandwich in his hand. He gets shot and killed. Wrong guy. That wasn't even the guy they were looking for.
Exactly.
This white guy gets pulled over on the side of the road. The police are like, you got to get out the car. He says, no, I don't. I know my rights.
Okay.
You got body cam video? You get this on here? I'm requesting everybody see the body cam. Smart ass white guy. And then drives off.
With a gun.
With a gun. Sitting on his seat.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, do you have a concealed carry permit? And guess what the guy says, Nina? It's not concealed. It's out in the open.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. DMV, I just want to know what you think. I don't know if you saw the video, you heard the audio. Call us up. Tell us what you think. 202-432-WHUR. A little bit of Beyonce right here on 96.3 WHUR. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s. And now, little round the way girl, LL Cool J, forever a classic. On 96.3 WHUR. Well, we are talking about a driver standoff in Ohio where a white driver named Marak Burr was pulled over. Two police officers outside of his car. He's got his hands up and outside the window. They're asking him to get out the car. He's refusing.
Refuse.
He's saying no. And they're like, sir, you have a gun on the seat next to you. He's like, I know. Do you have a permit for it? He says, it's not concealed. I know my rights. You got body cam? I demand the body cam video be released. I'm not doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, they're saying, sir, get out the car. We're going to open the car door and put the dog on you. And he says, I will shoot you. He tells the police, I will shoot you. They try to grab him, get him out the car. And he's like reaching for his gun. And they're like, gun, gun, gun. Still don't shoot the man.
Okay.
And then the man just gets ready to drive off. Matter of fact, I want you to hear this standoff one more time. I want to hear from you. 202-432-WA2R. To what everybody's talking about. Listen to this.
Hold up right there.
It's open. My hands are up. My hands are up. No.
No, you got it.
This is on body cam. You have body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam?
Put your hand over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam, sir? Yeah, you got
to. I will send this dog on you.
I will shoot you if you do.
Don't fucking draw my gun.
You have rights.
Put your hand.
You have rights, too. You have rights, too.
Don't you dare.
You have rights. You can't.
Don't you dare.
You need to be constitutional. You know that.
Right. You have a weapon, okay?
Yes, I do.
Don't.
What I need you to do.
Hey. You guys are grabbing me on. This is also unconstitutional. Okay. Body cam request.
Can you quit yelling so I can talk to you?
You have a gun for me,
sir. Units right now.
I need you to relax for me, okay?
I will shoot you if this possible. That's a threat, and so open that. You have no body cam?
Wow.
Unbelievable. It amazes me, and I'll just say this. When white folk don't understand what white privilege is, it's that.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, the same place, Ohio, young man, 23, fit the description of somebody cops were looking for, was walking across his yard. They say that they saw a gun in his car, or they saw him waving a gun, but it wasn't a gun. It was a Subway sandwich.
Okay.
It was a Subway sandwich, and they shot him in his yard, killed him.
Killed him.
In front of his sister. Being black with a sandwich, being white with a gun, and you still put the car in drive, which means he had to put his hands down.
Exactly.
He had to put his hands down to grab the steering wheel and grab the stick shift.
Oh, and don't forget the cop put his gun away completely. He put it away to compromise with the dude. He wasn't, there was like zero fear. There was no fear, but let that be a black man. They approach the situation fearful. And even if there is no fear, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just a totally different mentality.
202-432-WA2R. You're on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Hello.
Hello there, Frank Ski. Hey there, Miss Nina.
Hey, Mama.
I saw and heard it. This is Regina in D.C. And if it had been one of us, it would have been such a different story. I kept watching it to the end because I could not believe what was happening.
I was like,
any minute. Yeah, I was like, any minute they're going to get him. Any minute. Did not happen. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you,
Regina. WHUR, hello.
Hello, this is Bo from D.C. And I'm not surprised at all because, you know, discrimination is more of a physical than what you say is not as bad as what you do.
All right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
WHUR, hello.
I'm Mr. Stanley's daughter again. I'm speaking on behalf of him today.
Brittany.
In regards to the topic at hand, I just think it's really inhumane at this point. And the first thing that the, you know, authority will say or white people will look at us and say is, well, you guys have a problem with authority and things like that.
Yeah.
But why do we have that problem? Why do we have that problem? These instances are happening far too often.
Exactly.
What's interesting is white folk always say when it comes to the videos of black people being shot, they always would say, if he would have just listened and done what the police officer said, he wouldn't have got shot.
If you would have just abided.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Not right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Tell Stanley we said hi.
Oh, his birthday was yesterday. He said, tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stanley. We love you.
Thank you. All right, you all take care.
All right. 96.3 WHUR. Hey, listen, don't move. We got something else to talk about next hour. It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.